Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Vanity, this disordered focus on oneself, which leads to empty meaninglessness. Ecclesiastes is a strange book in the Bible. It's strange because it's the only book, really, that has basically nothing redemptive in it. What it gives in these Lamentations of Koheleth is this image of life that's just emptiness, meaninglessness, dryness, despair. And it's there in Scripture to give this picture of life without God. It's this great poverty of life without God. He says, "What profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest." Someone needs to give Koheleth a talk in positive thinking, right? No. What he's experiencing here is a foretaste of hell. It's a sickness that he's describing. You can even hear it in his description. Even at night, he sits in his bed feverish. Feverish because he's overtaken by this anxiety. It's a great sickness that Jesus points out in the gospel as well. It's this feverish poverty of spirit, rich in all the ways that don't matter. And Jesus says to him, "You fool. You fool." It's a sickness that's like cancer. Having oneself where they're focused on themselves and on the things of this earth and on the honors of this earth. It sets a feverish sickness in a person which is like a cancer. And that the cancer has to be put to death. You have to kill every single cancer cell or that cancer is going to come back. That this is the feverish state that the Lord is calling out, "You fool." That there's this sickness within inside of me. And what has to be put to death in me is myself. Ego. The word which means I. This preoccupation and this focus on myself. Paul says in his letter to the Galatians that it is no longer I who live. I am dead, Paul says. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And then in the next chapter, in the letter we hear from today, the part of the letter we hear from today, he says, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Today is the feast day of St. Ignatius of Loyola. It's the great feast day, and it's also the 500th anniversary. All year, the Jesuits, the order he began, have been celebrating the 500-year anniversary of the beginning of Ignatius's conversion. St. Ignatius of Loyola is one of the great saints of the church who's known as a doctor of the spiritual life, a doctor of the health of our souls. And so his conversion began 16th century, Pamplona, Spain. He's this 29-year-old dude, and a cannonball comes and smashes his leg. He spends the next months of his life in a bed convalescing, this leg healing up and also sick from all the infections that it's caused with that sort of damage. Looking back, he says that was the most graced period in his life. Being able to see that that pain and what happened there was the most graced period in his life. Because as he was lying there in bed, thank God he didn't have Netflix. Because really, he could have sat there for hours and end and just watch. Instead, you know what he was forced to do? He sat there for days and weeks at a time by himself in silence. Now, after a while, he asked for books. And he was used to reading books of what he wanted to become. He wanted to become this great knight who was filled with all these honors, who had all this great fame. And so he asked for those kind of books, but they didn't have any in this little hospital house that he was staying. And so instead, the good sisters who were taking care of him brought him a Bible and a book with the lives of the saints. So he thought, well, nothing else to do. And so he started reading them. And he noticed something. And this was the big moment of grace in his life, the beginning of his conversion. That when he laid in bed for all those hours, and he thought the thoughts that he was accustomed to thinking of once he healed up and he went back out into the world, of all the great things he would do to bring glory and honor to his name. He was filled with excitement and joy for a while. But after that excitement and joy wore off, after he stopped thinking of these things, he was filled, he said, with a great emptiness and dryness. He was experiencing this desolation. But when he had thoughts instead of the lives of the saints that he had read and what Christ had spoken about and called people to, and he thought of the lives of St. Dominic and St. Francis that he had read and thought, what if I were to do something like that? What if I were to live my life in the way that they did, completely for the glory of God, and just use my whole life for his glory and for the love of others? And as he thought of those thoughts, he was filled with this joy, but he noticed that even after he stopped thinking of them, he was still left with this great peace. He felt he was filled with this light and this joy. And he noticed, he said, the difference between the two of these. And he said it was like scales falling from his eyes because he became aware for the first time of how God works in the soul to draw people to himself and away from those things which cause sickness in our souls. Now, he sat there in this bed for a long time. He was such a vain man. He wasn't somebody who was nice and holy going in. He was so vain that as his leg was healing, because it was shattered, thinking like half a dozen pieces, and so as it healed, it didn't quite heal right, and he knew he would have to walk with this limp. And it also had this big bump. One of the bones was kind of bumping out of his leg. He had them break it again. And he spent extra months in this bed reading just about the lives of the saints and from the Bible and thinking these different thoughts. And he said this was the beginning of his conversion. Because he said he had to learn then, being aware of these different things, how to reject the thoughts and the actions he was being pulled to, which led toward dryness and desolation, and how to accept the thoughts, the feelings, the desires, and the actions that followed them, which led toward consolation and the joy of God. Dryness. Emptiness, deep sadness and just this underlying anxiety. How much is that the illness of our age? How much of is that a part of our days? This focus on myself and where I'm living my life, where it's about me. How much are the two of those connected? How much is one the cause of the other? The sickness, the fever. The Lord gives us, though, the medicine for this that St. Paul points to. Look instead, he says, above. Look to the cross, to the one who poured himself out. Look to the Eucharist, where we receive the one who is not focused on himself, but gives himself to us, so that we're able to live our lives in this way of giving our life in glory of God and in his service in love of one another.